You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is January 17th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. In early January, Consumption and Treatment Services, or CTS, in downtown Kitchener announced that 18 out of 30, or 60%, of fentanyl samples tested contained the large animal sedative, xylazine. The announcement was posted on Instagram and noted the testing occurred between December 28th and January 6th. And amid these crisis numbers, the CTS is facing the end of their funding. Xylazine is a veterinary tranquilizer and not currently approved for human use in Canada. Lee Wardlaw of CTS talked to CKMS News about why xylazine is added to the supply.
So I would say that it's added to the supply on purpose. And this is because it's cheaper than fentanyl and it mimics all of the euphoric and sedative effects that fentanyl has. So, you know, like you have a cheaper drug, you're going to make money. So let's put more xylazine in it than fentanyl. And again, we're going to make more money. People can also, there could be potentially like a cross contamination, like from a dirty scale, things like that. But yeah, for the most part, it's on purpose.
And this stuff is coming in from overseas, you said.
Yeah.
Lee explains the impact xylazine mixed with fentanyl has on the body.
Xylazine is referred to as like trank, dope, or the zombie drug. It's not an opiate. It is a sedative, but it also has the same sort of adverse effects of that central nervous system depressant. So it will decrease the breathing. It will decrease their heart rate and their blood pressure. And essentially, the person could, again, have that lethal overdose from the combination of both.
In their Instagram post, the CTS noted that they also found methamphetamines cut with several different types of drugs, including xylazine and carfentanil.
When we find things like carfentanil in, you know, methamphetamine. So methamphetamine is essentially a stimulant and carfentanil is essentially a depressant. So mixing the two doesn't really make sense,
right?
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
The particular sample that came in with, they had come in to test their methamphetamine and it actually came up. There was actually no methamphetamine in there at all. It was the carfentanil and that diphenhydramine, which is an antihistamine. Mm-hmm. I honestly feel that it's just people that are selling things that look like crystal meth to make money, essentially.
Okay.
The impact of, you know, having carfentanil in your methamphetamine is a lot of methamphetamine users don't use fentanyl or opioids. So if they were to take that, that would be probably a lethal drug poisoning. Yeah, it's very, very, it's 100 times, carfentanil is 100 times stronger than, let's say, morphine.
When people purchase unregulated drugs at the street level, they often aren't aware precisely of what they're buying or getting into. Health Canada analyzed illegal drugs seized by Canadian law enforcement agencies between 2012 and 2022, and they found the majority of xylazine was present in samples alongside two or more other substances, and almost 20% of samples containing xylazine contained five or more substances.
Any drug that you take, there's sort of a risk of something else being in that drug.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't realize that if you're, let's say, doing fentanyl or you're doing crystal meth and you've never done like a benzodiazepine before or you've never done like an opioid before, mm-hmm. you're essentially becoming addicted now to a new substance if there is fentanyl in a methamphetamine and vice versa. It's a whole different ballgame and people don't realize this.
Testing provides people who use drugs a way to have more information about the substance they're planning to use, including what other kinds of drugs or substance may be present, and also the strength or, as well, the cut used. Lee explains how testing impacts people's decisions.
What I can say about that is that about 66% out of 100 are choosing, after their substance is testing and knowing what is in it, that they're either going to reduce their amount of consumption or just completely discard it.
Xylazine is not controlled in Canada under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. But in April 2023, the U.S. government declared xylazine-laced fentanyl an official emerging drug threat to the United States. And the Office of the National Drug Control Policy declared xylazine the deadliest drug threat the United States has ever faced. But amid this crisis, and alongside excellent evidence-based data that their work is having a positive impact, the CTS is about to lose their funding.
We will run out of funding come March 2024 for the program. Yeah, so we were granted through Health Canada's substance use, so it's a SUAP grant. They funded us for 18 months. And then after that, we're sort of on our own. Oh. So it's a matter of trying to secure other funding or else there will not be any drug checking.
Regardless, for the time being, drugs can still be tested at 150 Duke Street West in downtown Kitchener. Lee explains the process involved.
So folks can either walk in during our drug testing hours. The consumption and treatment services is open 9:30 to 9:30, 7 days a week. But we run the drug testing about 30 hours a week. We have the hours up on our Sanguine Health Center's website. People can also call their drug checking number for general inquiries, or they can make an appointment. Also, clients can also email drugchecking@sanguine.com.
For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.